warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
Motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if your ex, your motherfucking nasty.
Hey.
I gotta say, tonight's topic is juicy. But what makes it even juicier is now Sapphire's Earplay finally gets a co-host.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got yes. Yes. Ooh, excuse me.
What did you? This is not root beer, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But yes, my new co-host of Sapphire's Earplay is my sis, Miss Yasmin De Leon. So everybody say hello.
Crumpled
one. So yes, Sapphire's Earplay basically just merged late night TV radio.
Yes, because I mean, there's no point in having two shows back to back.
It's a lot. We do a lot of extra shit.
Miss Sapphire really needed an extra body here to spice it up.
Because, like, y'all be asking too much of me, and I'm not going to go, like,
and
all the way.
And I'm not kind of the sexpert, and, you know, and you're, like, the sexpert of civilians.
Yes.
You know, like.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So this is just going to work out just great.
Like, she has, like, I lived this sex stories with her. Like,
isn't that crazy?
I love it.
We were
like, she just
got
my shenanigans, because, you know, I shoot porn, but. She told me about her chatties.
Yes. I like it. I'm like one of those crazy regular people, you know?
Crazy.
You might just say hi to me.
You're very comfortable with your sexuality.
Very comfortable with my sexuality.
It's all about that.
Yeah. So tonight, it's going to be something a little bit civilian-like. I mean, we've all taken certain rideshare companies. Lyft, Uber, Sidecar, the bus. The original, the OG, okay? Yaz and I, well, Yaz is from the Bay. I went to school in the Bay.
Taxi, though.
Oh, yeah, the taxi. Taxi cab confessions, yes. So we're talking all about rideshare sex. Have you ever hooked up as either a driver or a customer or ever thought about hooking up with your rideshare driver? And you're like, what the fuck, Sapphire? That's weird. Come on now.
It's not weird.
It's not weird at all. Okay, I can't even begin to tell you how many articles. First of all, it is so hard to just type out Uber, Lyft hookups. It's like Uber and Lyft do not want that associated with the name at all. They try to be like, oh no, nobody's having sex with our ride service. They can't even say, stop fucking the customers. They say like, stop flirting. You know, engage in polite conversation. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me?
Right.
But,
just being friendly.
Yes. And sometimes friendly can lead into fucking. It's the two F's.
Friendly fucks.
That's all it is. We're human needs. This is what happens, people, in the 21st century. You open up the floodgates and let regular ass people drive regular ass people. People are bound to have regular ass sex.
I see, even like professional level, like, you know, like the limo drivers and stuff, you know, the black car drivers.
Yes.
I'm sure they've had their share of something.
Definitely. Because again, it's like regular ass people driving regular ass folk all the fucking time. Bessie, this is what we do.
Oh, no, I'm saying you're echoing really bad, so I don't know if you're echoing here.
No, I'm not.
Cool. Don't worry. I was like, man, this probably sounds terrible.
No, it's not. It's fine in the mic.
She's yelling at me.
But anyways, going on. Bessie's over here trying to be producer over here, doing shit that I'm not used to.
I'm trying to make sure we good.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Just make sure the quality is lit. Don't worry, the quality is lit. God damn. Speaking of today's sex story.
What's up?
Okay. I gotta spill some tea.
Man, I need a music sound box. I need a sound box, a soundboard, and some shit.
Here we go.
I'm now sued.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, spill the tea on this rideshare experience you had.
So, your girl got hella lit on Friday night with her cousins. Some of you on my Snapchat, which is at Ms. Radio Sapphire, may have seen my cousin taking shots of sugar-free maple syrup. Then she suggested that I chase tequila with almond milk.
That sounds disgusting. Like,
thank you.
I mean, I understand like a Kahlua type of drink, but not tequila.
Mind you, my cousin, she is in nursing school. She's about to graduate. This girl just got married. She looks like a fucking model. Like, her and her man, like, seriously, they're good looking ass couple. So we, yeah, like, they hella love each other. So anyways, every time I go over to her house, we end up drinking hella shit. She gets drunk off of vodka. I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna take that good tequila. So then I start drinking the tequila. And oh, Lord Jesus, your girl, you know, is getting drunk. And mind you, I'm not going to the lair. I'm going over to a client's house that I normally babysit for. You may have seen the children on my Snapchat, my little monsters, my little rugrats. But anyways, long story short, I had to take the home.
I mean, I had to take the ride share home.
I had to take the ride share home. So I took a certain service and I got into the certain service and I didn't really think of it because, you know what, honestly, a lot of the services, they don't do pictures justice. It's either you're good looking, ugly, or it's just like, what the fuck? Okay, it's like, it's almost like you're Tindering. It's like Tinder.
It's almost like you're Tindering.
It's Tinder. It's basically Tinder for rideshare. Okay, that's really what it is. So anyways, going back to it, I get into the car and the guy just so happens to listen to a specific station that I just so happen to work for. And we just started talking. He's like, oh, are you familiar with Sirius? I was like, actually, I work for them. And he was like, oh, word? Like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, have you heard of the All Out show? It's like, yeah, I loved you. Da, da, da. Who are you? And then he paused. And he's like, you that girl. No. You that girl. And he's like, are you really that freaky or is this just like your persona? I said, man, why do you think I have to bullshit? I said, I'm a regular ass person who has sex. I try to just tell you, you know, sex like it is, like we're normal people. So he was vibing, we were vibing in the car, we're talking. He also has a side job. I don't want to say it out loud, but the man was fit. He was fit. I could tell that he keeps himself well groomed and maintained. He was good looking and smelled right. His manner was right. And so my drunk ass, as I'm exiting the vehicle, propositioned him and I said, man, if I wasn't having to walk these dogs in the rain right now and house sitting, I'd totally let you up. And he's like, well, you know, I can park and go, you know, like, that's no problem. I was like, no. How about this? Give me your number and I'll text you. So naturally, I texted him the next morning, which was on Saturday, and he wanted to come over, but I was going to a party. And again, since I was house sitting, I would have done it in this nice, gorgeous three-story condo, but the parking sucks ass. It's permit parking. Plus, it's not my house. It is a very well-respected client of mine that I respect, and I'm not trying to fuck up that establishment. So I was like, fuck it. He can come to the lair on Sunday. So I go back home on Sunday. I tell him I was busy. I was actually watching The Walking Dead, which Yaz says she has not seen. And so then I proceed to hit his ass up. Now I'm kind of lit off of some wine and some weed. So I was really feeling good. And so he comes through and we literally talk for like a couple minutes. And then somehow the talk of sex toys came about and he's like, well, I want to see your stash. I was like, oh, it's upstairs. I can bring them down. He's like, no, let me go upstairs with you.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, cool. You can come upstairs. Fine. Let's, you know, come see the lair. Welcome to the lair. So He gets upstairs and immediately starts taking off his clothes. I mean, the pants came off first, the shirt came off. He's now in his skivvies and he's looking good. And his penis, oh Lord Jesus, his dick was just already like erect. This man did not need any warming up. I didn't have to make out with him. I didn't have to flash my ass. I didn't have to do anything but just tell this man some sex toys. So he already stumbled across my whips, my paddle, my sex dice, the lube. He saw the Hitachi on the floor and he's like, what is this? And I was like, oh, that's my Hitachi. You know, this is like the Cadillac. I said, if your girl doesn't have this, she ain't shit. Her pussy ain't shit. Every woman's vagina deserves the Cadillac of all vibrators. Am I right?
Yes.
Like,
but don't overdo it, ladies.
You can we'll talk about it. You can get addicted to it.
Did you just change the password? On to radio?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why. But if you know it.
But anyways, like I said, so we started, you know, getting down. He starts teasing me with the Hitachi. I was like, oh no, like, no, let's just not bust that out just yet. Like, I don't know your dick that well. Like, let me see what happens. Let me see what you're gonna do. He really was. But here's the funny thing about it. He wasn't though. He was, and then he wasn't. He was trying to go all full throttle, but he's like, nah, let me take the beast. Like, I gotta go back on the clock because he was on his rideshare business. So he proceeds to give me some good ass dick that I start running from. First, I'm on my back and he's trying to penetrate me. He's trying to penetrate the walls, and I'm like, ooh, and he's like, what? Like, and he's just like, yeah, take that dick. Take my dick. You want this dick? Like he was really trying to fuck me. Yes, it was like a porno. Like, one moment, my legs were all spread open. He's holding me, and he's just like, pop, pop, pop. Like, I can feel my gut and everything at this point.
Damn.
And I'm just like, God damn, like, what did I do to deserve this hateful dick right now? So then I couldn't handle, you know, being on top, because that's a lot, and him being on top was a lot. So I was like, fuck it, let me just get in doggy style and just get my ass like pounded. So he starts banging from behind, just thrusting into me. He's fucking me all hard. He's like, yeah, that pussy feel real nice. And so then he starts to spread my ass cheeks, and he got so tempted to start to lick my ass, but proceeded to stop. He's like, nah, I'ma save it till later. I'm like, why? And he's like, nah, that's too much freak for the first session. Like, I don't want to waste it. So then he brings out, in doggy style, my Hitachi. So, you know, the Hitachi for me is just going to get me to come. Like, I'm just going to come quick. I wasn't expecting him to nut quick either. Man, did he bust a nice load. Like,
wow.
This shit, he busted a quick nut. I don't know if it was because he said it was, like, riding on his testicles on the same time of it riding on my clit. But he was just like, he just gave me that, like, you know what I mean, man. All you chocolate men, you know when you have a good nut, like, you gotta let it out, like, oh shit.
That growl.
Yes. But man, I don't know if it was because I tipped him well on Friday night, or if it was because he really just wanted to see if Sapphire was about it, but he was loving the girl's ass. He was just like, man, I just wanted, like, yeah. And he's like, man, even just the taste of your ass and your pussy, like, I'm gonna devour that shit. I'm gonna make you squirt. I was like,
oh my goodness,
you already did make me squirt. And he's like, no, I'm gonna make this bed like blood. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. Like, yes, the sex was just and actually, like I said, he was texting me right now, so he's like, he's really trying to get the business. I'm telling you, I can't make this shit up, y'all. I cannot. So I said, what better way? Because I was also, like, frantic. Like, what kind of topic was I going to talk about? Because I didn't have sex, except for the lazy-ass hungover sex from last episode. So I was like, fuck, I got to do something. And I really wasn't expecting this guy to even call or text me back. But he said he wasn't expecting me to call or text him back. So I was like, damn, no. I'm not going to pass this up. You a fine chocolate man. The hell? If you had some fine chocolate and he was your rideshare driver, Yasmin, would you take a moment?
Maybe. I haven't had the experience yet, so.
Okay, so yes, let's get to yours. Like, what's your experience with this whole ride share?
I've always been tempted to suck a guy's dick in the backseat of, like, a ride. Like, usually after the club, you get picked up, you drop everybody off, and it's just you and the guy, and your ride's pretty long. And sometimes I just wonder, like, has any of you rideshare, like, drivers ever experienced a pickup where they got busy in the backseat? Because I seriously would love to do it, like, just inconspicuously, though. Like, have him, like, oh, can we put the aux cord in and play all the music and play the music loud and, you know, roll the window down a little bit?
I have this one fantasy, because this driver was fine, and it was a girl. And I kind of had, like, a feeling that she was lesbian, but, like, I was lit. And I wanted to, like, finger my pussy just right in the back seat and just see if she would, like, stop me or kick me out. But I was like, nah, I better not, because I had a good rating on this one service. But, man, I wonder if anybody's ever given a show. If you have, let us know. Please let us know. Comment on the boxes below. Also, submit your stories to sapphiresearplay@gmail.com, because I definitely want to know. Because I read confessions from this app called Whisper, and it seems like this is now a big thing. Like, people are no longer just, like, using Tinder or Bumble. They're actually using rides like Lyft and Uber specifically, and telling people, yo, I'm gonna be out in this area driving. I'm a 24-year-old female looking for a good time in the backseat of my ride. Like, people legit are doing this. I don't know. You gotta check in your city. But I'm not telling people, like, to go ahead and just do it, okay? Because one, you can't get reported. You can definitely get reported. You can no longer, if they know who you are, they will report you. You can no longer use the service anymore. You can get banned from the service. And let's face it, if you live in a city where people aren't even supporting Uber right now, I mean, and Lyft is your only option, don't fuck up your Lyft chances.
Right.
Okay. At least, like, go mediocre and do, like, a limousine or a black car. You know, somewhere, like, on vacation where you know it's just a one-time deal and you don't have to deal with a service like 9 to 5. And don't do it in a taxi. I'm only going to say don't do the taxi rides because
it's disgusting. I feel taxis are so fucking nasty.
And they fucking videotape. They fucking videotape you guys. Like, you don't understand. Like, you don't know. It's different when you're, like, in a Lyft or an Uber. Okay? You know it's a regular ass person's car, and chances are they're not going to have a security camera. But
you don't know that.
But that's what I'm saying. You're taking.
But
you're
if
taking
they are, they're breaking the law of privacy. Right. So they wouldn't want to do that. Because they wouldn't want to do that.
That's their car. That's a lot of the Uber drivers, Lyft, all these people. You see them on the news that they have video court because of protecting themselves. It's their property and their stuff. So, I mean, you got, like, you have to watch out. Like, you have to realize your rights, but you're also in somebody else's.
Yeah. You got it. I mean, you do have to be aware. You have to be safe. And speaking of being safe, because, you know, Sapphire's Ear Play is always about safe sex. I'm not going to lie. Yes, it's not that easy to get asked like that. Like, I want people to understand that people are getting assaulted. And if you've ever had a confrontation with an Uber or Lyft driver, you can go to whosdrivingyou.org, whosdrivingyou.org, and you can report. And these people go directly to the source. Like, fuck what Uber says and Lyft says. I've had to, like, go through third parties to get shit done and get my money back because the driver was either under the influence, so I thought, or just extremely rude. But seriously, go to whosdrivingyou.org and it will tell you legit reports by the month, by the week, by the day of assaults, people who are.
It's like, how do you a damn rideshare sex offender?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably going to be a new thing. A rideshare sex offender.
That's so
you
literally
won't be able to get a job at any kind of rideshare service, no shuttle service, no disabled driver service, like, nothing.
No. So, again,
hey, Meg.
Be logical about it, for real. Be logical about it. If you want to hook up with your Uber driver or Lyft driver, again, it's all about the vibes. Okay? Vibes.
Don't be harassing them.
Right.
And don't get mad if they turn you down and then you give them a fucked up rating just because they turned you down. Like, that's childish as fuck.
And I've had that done, and I reported it. Because I was like, uh-uh. And exactly, somebody just said, you know, rating for the drunk ladies. Like, I've talked to my friends who, you know, drove for Lyft or Uber, and they've said, yeah, I've hooked up, but it was based off of the vibes. And then they've said that girls have legit raped their faces. Like, come into the front seat, try to jerk them off, try to kiss them, and either it's like... Either it's at this point, you gotta do that.
Yeah.
Girls are, you know, and the guys too. I'm not trying to single out the women, but well, guys
the guys
too.
Can get thirsty. Like, okay, me and the girls had a Uber ride. What was it?
Where were we going?
Were you in the Uber with us when the guy was asking us hella questions? Black guy with bald head. We basically, dude, I know Chanel was with me. But we parked on the side somewhere, and then I don't know if Lotus was with us. So basically, me, Lotus, and Chanel got an Uber. We parked like halfway because we didn't want to drive all the way. I think it was downtown or something. So this guy, like, when you get an Uber, if the ladies are already having a discussion amongst each other, why would you try to interrupt them and ask them hella questions? And that's another thing I don't like about rideshare guys, because you guys want to spark a fucking conversation when I'm trying to be to myself. Like, it's cool to greet me, but then don't keep a conversation going. Like, you need somebody to talk to. No, this is not a therapy session.
And you know what? Also, I do hate our drivers who aren't engaging. And then you're going to give me a low rating. Like, first of all, I'm not going to be the snooty person like, bitch, you're driving me. I'm going to say hello. Please respond back and say hello. At least say hello. Okay? And can you just like sex? Can you smell decent?
Oh God, it be smell like spices.
Spices, like onions.
Spices.
Onions.
Cigarettes.
Ugh. Weed. Some people are bold.
That's disrespectful.
And if you're trying to, okay, ladies, stop trying to, you know, swap out cocaine and weed to fuck your Uber driver.
Oh, they're trying to tip with drugs?
Yes, yes. I'll tell you the person off air, but a specific person who you both know. They drive, and they had told me that girls were like exchanging blow and weed for a sexual favor and then some. I remember this man was so legit. This man was bold as hell when I was still in a relationship with a girl. He tried to ask me if I needed assistance into my girlfriend's house at the time. I was like, for what? He's like, you know, like, I like to make sure my ride passengers get home safely.
You're not licensed to do that.
First of all, I can walk. I know where I'm at. You see me go into the door, so clearly I don't need your service. Your service is done when I say thank you and give you a tip and some money, okay? You done near took $15 for your shit-ass drive. Now you think I'm gonna thank you with some ass? I'm telling you, I'll probably never, ever, ever fuck another rideshare driver.
I hope you don't. I feel like...
Because it's probably not gonna be as good as this one. Like, this one and done. The guy was legit cool about it. But I think he also wanted to fuck.
I just feel like that's like a bucket list thing, and not, it's not a repeat. It's a one-night stand.
Yeah, it's a one-night stand.
You can't repeat that.
It's a one-night stand. But you know, it was a good one-night stand. But I don't know. He might be like, he might be recruited to Lair, because that dick is good. And I want to see what that mouth do. Like, we didn't even kiss. We didn't even kiss. We just got straight to the sex.
That's the whole point of a one-night stand. Y'all don't need to be kissing. One-night stands, no intimacy whatsoever.
Oh, look at this fuckhead.
Oh, the guy that be hating and throwing
shit. Yeah, what the fuck, motherfucker?
He wants attention, that's why.
Ain't gonna shout your name out. But anyways.
Yeah, this just like this one. I think he's saying we're boring. You can get your ass out of here.
Girls, it's boring. You're fucking boring. That's why you say no one can hear you. Whatever the fuck it is. Man, shut the fuck up. But anyways, if you're gonna fuck your driver, if you're gonna fuck your customer, just be ready. Have some baby wipes on deck. Don't be rapey either. Like, don't just like look at the person and be like, oh, so I think you're pretty, so you want like my nuts in your mouth, blah blah blah. Like, don't be doing that.
It's like, dude, just can we just let me just sit on it and then nut and just drop me off.
Yes. you know, something like I saw the perfect video and I wish I saved it so I can play it, but oh my god, it basically was this guy posing as getting a driver. And so the driver's like, hey, yo, you got an aux cord? She's like, yeah, I got that aux cord. He's like, you want some dick? You want some head? Sure, just pull up in that corner. That's all you gotta do. If the vibes are fine, ask for some head. Shit.
I hate when they ask, how long you been doing this?
I do that. That's my go-to question.
It's like, are we at the strip club? So, dear, how long have you been dancing here? Do you make really good money? Like, what's your average a day? Like, why are you worried about my income at this ride service? Can I just take you to your destination without you asking about my life?
My ongoing line, too, is always, oh, so are you getting off or are you just, like, starting your shift? And I want to see how their response are. You know, if I say getting off, are they gonna like laugh at it? You know, like, are you getting off? And
you don't have to do this. I work for a really good company.
Right?
You can be my personal driver.
I'm trying to save you.
Save me from what? Oh my god, girl. Okay, so I was on cam, and this guy was like, "Let me save you from this." I said, "This is this." This shit to do is be on camera in the comfort of my own home with some doors locked. What are you saying?
Did you have a sign saying help me in it? Like, come on. People, y'all need to stop with this trolling
business. I have
a
job of your dreams. I'm like, okay, why would I want to work for somebody else when I have my own business? Why would I want to be under somebody? Like, that's not the job of my dreams.
Yikes.
My dreams is being at home not doing shit with billions of dollars in my bank.
Oh my god.
And I just go gardening when I get bored, you know?
Amen. But seriously though, like, guys, girls, okay, hold on. I grilled the men too much on this show. So let me get on some pussy for a second. Ladies. Can we please up our ante and just say what the fuck we want? Take my example. I wanted some dick, okay, from my driver. And you know what I did? I initiated it. I took the initiation. I said, look, sir, do you want this shit? He looked at me and he said yes. And that's why he gave me the number 2. Are you doing what I think you're doing over there? Because I love you if you're doing it. Oh no, that's a cookie.
I
thought she was rolling a joint.
I thought it was the blood at first when you pulled it out, and then when she pulled it out. But she started eating it, so.
Bestie made us a good ass meal. And now she's licking the cookie.
Look at that nasty.
Look at that tongue work.
Oh, look at that brown.
Look at that civilian friend work thing. Look at her.
Right at the tip of her
y'all
tongue.
Y'all wish you could see this. Oh, by the way, y'all want to check out my Snapchat. Those that are watching live.
All in.
Y'all might want to see some ass. Ass and food. That's all you need to do.
That just sounded like Blanche.
Blanche. Don't talk about Blanche. Mm-hmm. Blanche will be back soon. All right, we're going to take a quick break, though. We're going to definitely take a quick break. Y'all liking this? LNT Radio, Sapphire's Earplay, we got married, okay? That's basically what happened.
That's right.
Below, oh my god.
Is my mouth that big?
Wait, do it again. Look at that mouth. Look at that mouth
What's
action.
That mouth do, though?
Oh.
Wow.
That shit kind of sounded sexy in my ear. She took my mic. She deep.
I know how to rock the mic.
Oh, you want to see it again? See it again. Look at that. Look at that mouth too. Dirty. Bringing that dirt.
We got to sanitize that now.
You know what? You just blessed it. I'm going to keep it.
It's a lot cleaner now.
It's a lot cleaner now. All right, everybody. So we'll be right back. Let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Earplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop
culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. Welcome back, all my sexy motherfuckers out there. We got Yasmin De Leon, my new co-host of Sapphire's Earplay.
Yes. Hot sizzling tea, too. Mm-hmm.
We have merged Sapphire's Earplay and LNT Radio, late night tea radio. So it's going to be every Wednesday night.
Wet Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Wet and crush Wednesdays.
It's perfect.
But you know what? White boy crush Wednesday.
Man, that needs to be a thing because you know what? There's a lot of cute white boy followers I've been getting lately.
Yeah.
For real.
So far, the white chocolate. You be you liking and stuff.
You know, sometimes y'all be sliding in just at the right time. But tonight, we're not talking about that. What the fuck is going on with my mic? Fuck it. Anyways, tonight, we've been talking about rideshare sex. Have you ever hooked up with your rideshare driver? And if you're wondering rideshare, I'm talking about Uber, Lyft, sidecar, a taxi. If you really want to go old school, I said the bus and people looked at me weird. Okay.
The bus.
Cause your girl.
We got Bart also in the Bay.
Oh man, Bart in Muni. But you know what? Let's be honest.
And the subway trains in New York.
Oh my God. I will never forget
the subways. I think I would want to do something in a subway in New York because their subways run so late at night.
But there's hella rats, no.
In the fucking subway system, not inside the subway.
Girl, you didn't see that video where homeboy was just chilling on... There legit was a rat.
Well, I'm glad that I don't go on the train when I have luggage.
Okay.
That's a struggle.
Hey, I hated using the fart.
Because if I see a motherfucking rat, bitch, I'm jumping all over the place, luggage and everything.
I don't play with rats, y'all. I don't do the rats, okay? But what I also don't do, I don't do my Lyft or Uber drivers, but I did one, and I'm not telling you which company, but I did it. I done had sex with my rideshare driver. And it wasn't instantly. Some people are like, did you do it that night? No. I waited 2 days and brought him to the lair and showed him what the lair was all about. Like, all about.
And she said the dick was worth it.
It was so worth it. He can get it again. If he listens to this episode, like, best believe, when you tell me on your way out after having sex with me and you say, I can't wait to make that pussy squirt, best believe I'm checking that off. That instantly gets you a gratification bag. That's instantly, I'm like, yes.
His teacher gave a ride home. And then y'all nasty. Oh, that's a ride share.
Oh my God.
He was sharing a ride.
And yeah, that teacher.
She rode on him, all right. He had sex with his teacher.
Sex with teacher.
She did tip him. That's what I said. I said that Sapphire tricked on her first piece of dick.
I guess I paid for pussy. I mean, I paid for dick.
She paid for some dick.
I paid for some dick.
However much that ride was, she tipped him Willis.
How much was that ride?
Why?
You know what? In total, it was $13. Okay.
Plus tip?
No, it was $13 plus my tip.
Damn, you got some good dick for $13?
I only had to give him a $5 tip, okay? I'm not like a big tipper. I'm still broke, okay?
Hey, that's more than what I usually do. I usually be like $1 if he stinks.
But you know what? In my defense, it was honestly the weed and tequila. Weed and tequila gets Sapphire really horny. Hey. Really fucking horny. You know what's really getting me horny now? It's the fact that Yaz is gonna be my co-host. So that means like now the guest to come up in the lair is about to be lit. Especially if you listen to Shade 45, actually one of the people on Shade 45, a regular, is gonna come on the show. And I think Yaz, I don't know, he's newly single too.
Cool.
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, gosh.
I'll tell you off the air. So
the
it's even better. But anyways, again, we're talking about the ride sharing. Let me go through some confessions that I found on Whisper. Bestie, why are you crawling on
your knees? So what's this site called, Whisper?
Okay, so Whisper is a confessional. It's a confessional kind of site. So it's almost like a Snapchat. You write down a secret and it's almost like you write a meme. And you can say like, oh, I had sex with my friend's boyfriend. Or I can't stand my girlfriend who wants to come suck my dick. That kind of thing. So Whisper is that kind of secretive app. So anyways, there are more people on Whisper that are saying that's the way they get their ass through Lyft and Uber. Either they're a driver or they're a customer, but they put out the like vibes on Whisper and they say like what is it? Well, the classifieds would say.
I need to start going places where they have attractive male drivers.
Girl, you there's forums. There's even forums on Reddit for hooking up with a Lyft or Uber. I'm telling you, people.
I'm gonna just like get horny one day and be like, I'm gonna go drive to this area and park and call a Lyft.
Take
like five lifts at fat in the dick, like just go take a ride like two blocks.
Right. And I mean, think about it. If you're a driver, it is like Tinder. You never know who's gonna get in the car with you. You never know if they're gonna be nice. And then you as the customer, you don't know if your driver is gonna be hot. Like there are days I'm with my bestie and she always gives me shit because I'll look at the person and I'm gonna judge automatically, oh, they're gonna be so lame because look how they look. But then they end up being like the coolest people. But for the first time in my life, I never wanted to really fuck the drivers until this past Friday. Real talk.
I've always just had creepy drivers that always want to interrogate or say we're so pretty. Well, are you models? Like, dude.
Please stop.
Am I gonna feel uncomfortable this whole 20 minutes?
Oh,
and
man.
They won't shut up.
Oh my God, that's the worst. And then they ask you like, are you single? Do you have a boyfriend? Oh, you're so beautiful. Why are you out by yourself? How about you just shut
the
fuck up?
You're making me feel uncomfortable. I thought I was gonna be safe taking a ride share, but you're making me feel like you're gonna rape me. I'm about to go to the other ride service and get another ride. Cause you hella funny.
And you know what? You know what the shitty part is? Bruce Willis can't even save your ass in the aim.
You can go get your dick sucked by anybody. I don't know why you're asking me.
Right.
You're a grown ass man. Go get your dick sucked.
Yeah, you know what, guys? If you're asking Yaz right now, like, this is a show. We're not going to tell
you. We're broadcasting on Periscope.
Yeah, we're broadcasting on Periscope. This is also going to be podcasted later on, so you can download the full show on themisfitsnetwork.com as well as iTunes, SoundCloud. Just type in Sapphire's Airplay. You'll find it.
It's just some people don't have iPhones, so they can't access Periscope.
Yes.
And I have such a huge following of fans. I'm letting y'all know what's
up. There you go. There you go. The girl was with her friend, so she felt like, that's good. That's good. See, again, but again, people, you got to take it safe. Because you can't just approach a person like you would on the street so when you get into these rideshare services. People are going to report your ass. Like I said, there is a website, if you've ever been harassed, you can go to. And it's called, once again, whosdrivingyou.org. And you can see full-blown reports. But again, you just gotta be careful.
That seemed like there's a nice room. There's like hella space in a Hummer.
I did something in a Hummer limo on my prom, but I'm not gonna talk about that now. That was a good idea.
That's nice because you got hella room. Like you could just
sleep,
stretch your legs and everything.
And if it has like a stretch Hummer limo with like a pool in the back and it's
drained. People over here like don't even know what we're talking about.
You fucking taxi drivers stepped my game up. I fucked the Uber Lyft driver one time.
And this is we're talking about a show. Have you ever?
Okay.
Like people just want to throw shade.
Like let me just say what this dude.
Throw shade.
I'm gonna throw some shade right now.
Like we're talking about a topic, and I know everybody's thought about fucking their Uber Lyft driver.
Exactly.
If you get a girl that looks like me picking you up, wouldn't you want to fuck? Wouldn't you want to fuck? So don't act like you're just so good and bougie. Oh my God, you're fucking taxi driver.
But you know what? It's okay. What? These people don't know me. So let me tell you something real quick about me. My name is Ms. Radio Sapphire. Okay,
like,
I have a show called Sapphire's Ear Play. I'm very freaky. I'm a normal chick that just gets blessed with dick and pussy. Okay?
She does.
I get blessed.
I love hearing about it too.
Yes. Okay, eat the booty, not a problem. Good, always eat the booty. I'm just saying.
There's some guys that don't even like to eat the booty.
Yes, and Radio Sapphire,
they say it so openly on their Snapchats and shit. I'm like, do you know, like, you're not gonna get a grown freaky woman if you don't go that far. Like, it's 2017, and I mean, you gotta do everything now.
Yes, and as I said earlier, before we took a break, ladies. I'm gonna call you out for a second because the fellas, I feel you. I really do feel you because I try to holler at chicks and I get denied pussy. And I understand the pain. We get denied pussy. Like when you try to tell a girl like, yo, what's up? Like you're beautiful. You know, let me take you out. Let me like snuggle with you. And they're like, no, I'm not gay. Like I get it. Men, I get it. But ladies, take what you want. Take the initiative. Do what I did. I felt the vibes out with this guy. And it was nice.
And it's like being at a bar. You might have a one-night stand.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, people need to get out the norm and have some fucking fun.
Please.
Live a little.
Live a little and stop judging, okay? And then, you know what the thing was?
As long as you're protecting yourself, being safe, fucking do it.
For real.
You're horny, get that dick, get the pussy.
And do it safely.
Yes.
Okay? I even said it on my Twitter last night, which is also Ms. Radio Sapphire. Ms. Radio Sapphire and everything. I wrote on my Twitter, because I'm not big on Valentine's Day. Yesterday was Tuesday, okay? Yesterday was Tuesday. There was no fucking Valentine's Day here at Sapphire's Lair. You know what I did? I didn't even masturbate.
I masturbated yesterday too.
I did.
I was like, oh, what a sad life. But then again, I do this every day.
Yeah.
So how is this sad?
I give myself
so good.
Yeah, I give myself sex all the time. I've been obsessed
with my glass dildo, and I don't know why. I love my glass dildo now.
Let me spill the tea on that one.
Like, it's nice and cold, but it feels good.
If y'all have it, oh my God, let me tell you. So I get to see her sexy snaps. So
yeah, she's on my premium snap.
I'm on her premium snap. So last night I did watch you play with that dildo.
Mm-hmm.
That did a lot of things. So let me tell you, I downed a whole bottle of champagne. And so if I seem a little spacey, it's because I'm really fucked up. I'm really hungover. Like legit, I'm just hungover as shit. But anyways, so what I'm trying to say is that my sis got my lady bits a little tingling last night because she was playing with herself with this glass dildo. The shit was like, it was so virginal. And she was like giving out these little virginal signs. I'm like, oh Lord.
I had
good
angles.
God, yes.
I've been getting them angles, you know?
Ladies, take notes. Please take notes from your fellow porn stars that be showing this shit in real time Snapchat style, okay? For real. You want to know how to send good angles? Go check out her premium. What's that premium, by the way?
Oh, they gotta pay for it.
Oh, so what do they gotta do to get that shit?
You can email me. Go on my Twitter. It's Kink City. I have a link on there that has my email account. You can email me and I'll tell you the rates of it. Do not email me asking to book me.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
Please don't try to prove your sex game to me. That shit doesn't matter to me.
I am not a porn star. I'm just a porn star in my real life, but y'all will never see that shit
but
on
tape. But she don't even want to see dick pictures either.
Oh, God, no. I've either seen or experienced them, so I don't want to see any more penises.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, use some of your boobs.
Oh,
boobs never
boobs
get
are all ooh, good.
Boobs never change. Good. Like boobs
like,
are always
I appreciate the ladies that have crushes on me. I appreciate because they get prettier and prettier. I'm like,
yes! See, I need guys. See, you get mad at me in the dick.
But they're all in other states. I have a
pretty. But at least you got that shit. Like you can go to that state.
I ain't ate the pussy yet. I'm admiring from afar. I got a girl in Texas. Well, actually,
ooh.
There's three in Texas.
Ooh, you got some
Texas. That's why I be wanting to move to Texas so bad.
No, you can't move to Texas. You can't move to Texas, but you can go visit Texas. Shit.
But there's three in Texas, one in Philly.
Ooh.
And then there's one in Florida.
See, all the poppin' states. All the poppin' food states, poppin' booty states, poppin' pussy states. You good. You good. What the fuck? Shit. She gets mad at me because I get the dick. Like, she got the pussy on deck. I maybe probably have, like, one female crush
You know
following.
What it is? Like, there be dick on deck, but then at the same time, it's like...
It be the same dick, you guys. I'm sorry.
So I'm gonna end up sharing you probably with another girl I know eventually down the line. Either I smashed first or she's gonna smash you after or before me. Whatever way it goes, it's like, it's not exclusive as just some girl that goes to school in Texas.
It's like a
rare does real estate in Philadelphia, you know. It's like, I like professional women.
you know.
Professional.
I kind of like them professional women in high heels.
Hello.
A lipstick type of femme.
Because
you
don't work hard for it. You work hard, then you work harder in the bedroom. Duh. Yeah, yes, it's pimping. Again, see, she got the ladies locked. I need to rub the ladies locked. Like, ladies, the fuck.
But no, you be macking on the women, though. We can't.
But the ladies.
We gotta talk about how you in the club is making out with this bitch.
Wait.
We don't even know. We're like, what is she doing? Who is this girl she's making out with?
Wait, yes! we can save that one for
fucking
another one.
Bird.
We can save that.
Fucking bird, bro. It was a bird.
She does have a name that resembles a bird. That is a bird.
He said y'all sound loose. Like, you said the whole 1983 ass word. Like,
loose?
I've shot pornography.
You a damn
She's on Shade 45. We have really nice situations over here. So yes. You need to step your game on who you're talking to.
And I'm going
to
tell you this.
You over here talking shit.
My pussy's
There's always a salty ass dude on Instagram. There's always a salty dude that has something negative to say. Like, where's your bitch at? Are you mad at your mama or something? Was your mama loose? Like, he's mad about his mom. Like, you're so mad about your mom right now. Like, why are you talking about your mom like that? Why would he talk about his mom?
Wait. First of all, let's...
Why does his mom's pussy look like roast beef, though?
No, but first of all, when your name is after food...
Famous Amos, and then you talk about roast beef.
First of all, you know what?
You talked about roast beef. Amos.
Sapphire's airplay. Y'all are getting a rant now. I'm sorry. This is on the podcast.
This is so funny.
This is going on the podcast.
This is so funny.
Okay, let's see this motherfucker. Your name is Famous Amos.
With an underscore.
Oh, wait.
So
sorry.
Must have been another one.
He can't even spell famous right. He puts it with a fucking zero. Dumbass shit.
Because he's a zero. His mama got roast beef pussy.
You had to use...
So he had to name itself Famous Amos.
And those cookies ain't shit, too. Them cookies
are
nasty.
Dry like his attitude.
Them cookies are like...
Dry like his mama's roast beef coochie.
Those are like prison cookies. They used to give him... They give me that shit in kindergarten. Like, that ain't shit.
So he got a private profile.
He has to hide his account. And
yeah,
wait a
your
second.
Scary ass dry coochie mama.
Wait a second. Y'all, this is not even funny. If you're gonna be an internet troll like
this... What's a dumb boy?
No, he's using Stay Puft Guy from Ghostbusters.
Like, he has no identity. This guy has no identity at all. He doesn't even know who the fuck he
is. I would know what, bitch. I'm not fat.
Look at him.
Okay, I eat good. Okay, I eat good, bitch. What? I eat good. Okay?
Famous anus.
Famous anus.
You ain't gotta prove nothing to a person that can't put his own picture on here.
You know what?
He's a joke.
You are a joke.
He's a joke.
You're
his mama got rose in
my fucking pinky. My pinky's like, probably bigger than your dick.
He doesn't have his own name or picture, so he's pretty, like, whack. Okay, we're done with that nigga.
Yes. Goodbye, Famous Amos.
We're done with him. We're so done with you. Everybody, Famous Amos was the one getting talked about if you're late.
Yeah, go ahead and send him dick pics in your DMs. Stupid. Anyways, that was a clapback moment.
That's a clapback moment.
So, Sapphire's your place. Sometimes I haven't done it in a while, but there are some dumbass trollers on here. I know on the podcast people get annoyed because they're like, what the fuck, Sapphire? Stop ranting. But again, this is just proving the show. Like, you motherfuckers hide behind screens. With your dumbass icons of
a Pillsbury Doughboy.
Man, no, he disrespected the Stay Puft. That was my nigga in the Ghostbusters. Yes, I used the N-word. I used it. I went
ninja.
There. God damn.
Ninja.
God damn. But again, rideshare sex. I just want to make it clear. Please ask before you go into the back seat. Please.
We were staffing for a minute.
Again, we gotta set you motherfuckers right. Just because she's a porn star, and hell, you might call me just a regular asshole, but I get no shit for free. I get shit for free because I got it like that. I'm a nice human being. And I have needs. I was about to burp, and I didn't want to burp in her face.
Yeah, that root beer got you on, like, some other shit.
I know. Between that and the weed, it's the weed. It's gotta do.
Yeah. But we didn't mean to snap off like that, but we have to roast the guy. Like, if you're gonna throw insults, we're gonna throw it right back. We're gonna throw it back. We're gonna throw it back and throw it back and throw it back.
What's that look for, Mr. Suck a Fat One?
He's drooling.
Oh, okay.
That's the drooling emoji.
I thought that was side eye. I was about to go in on you.
He was drooling.
I was about to go in on you. Blunt.
We done with the blunt. We were smoking joints.
Roast beef session. Yes, it was a roast beef session.
Okay, Sapphire's earplay is going to shut off now. I want to just talk to you motherfuckers on here. All right. Hilarious. Sapphire's earplay will be live next week. Who knows what Yaz and I will spill on this, but...
I'm going to do the white boy Wednesday because I got a couple white boy questions about...
Shit.
Yeah, next week.
Let's talk about some dipping, swirling.
Yes, swirling. Yes.
We're going to give it up to the swirlers. Oh, so now my lesbian woman comes up on here. Where have you been? Shit. King. See, I got a lesbian. I like her. She would eat the box. I would eat her box. It would rock my world. Okay, everybody. Sapphire's Earplay. Remember, you can find us at themisfitnetwork.com. Make sure that you're following me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Yes, where can they get you at?
I'm on Instagram, Fit and Dirty. On Twitter, it's Kink City. And my regular Snapchat is KinkyYasmin XXX. But if you want some premium stuff, I'll post the links on my Snap story. You can figure that out. If you want to pay to view. Pay per view.
Best thing. All right, y'all. Good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.